another devotional thought. The daily cross. There's an odd concept for you. The daily cross. Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me. He was talking to people who were coming after him. But what he was saying is, you may have come to see the sights. You may have come to see the miracle man. You may have come to just break up the tedium of the day. But if you are actually interested in following me, he's talking here about discipleship. Discipleship is the decision to follow Christ rather than just being a saved person. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The cross is what you carry to the killing field, where that cross is put in place and you're nailed or tied to it. Now, the same conversation and challenge is also recorded in Matthew 16:24 and in Mark 8:34, except that only Luke included the term daily. Take his cross daily, which is literally according to the day. Kind of indicating that one day you might have one kind of cross to take up and another day another. Besides Matthew 10:38, which says, and he taketh not his cross and followeth after me, he that taketh not his cross and followeth after is not worthy of me. Besides that one, this conversation marks the first explicit reference in the Bible to this practice of crucifixion. This was invented by the Romans. I don't know exactly when it began, but it assumes that the disciples who he's speaking to were already well aware of this typical Roman method of execution. It was geared to be terribly fearsome. It is where having your hands nailed where they wouldn't just pull through. Down here in the wrist area, there's kind of an opening in there, and they would nail that to the cross. The feet crossed and the nail going down through the feet. So it means you are actually hanging by your wounds, and there's a seesaw action of pain that it's a characteristic that when you have a great deal of pain in something, the muscles kind of short out. So you would tend to stand up to alleviate the pain in your arms. But of course, you're standing on a nail holding you up. And at that, then finally the legs would begin to shake and you would have to pull yourself up to alleviate that. And so you keep going back and forth until finally the pain is complete and you can't do anything. You just have to hang there. And what happens is that the ribs and so on begin to pull apart, the arms being spread. And then you struggle with breath. And finally, the pericardium, that sac area around the heart, begins to fill with the body fluid, and it shuts down the heart. So, a horrible way to see people die, but that was their point. You mess with us, and you have the cross. So, taking up the cross referred to the usual requirement, each condemned man haul his own cross to the place of execution. Jesus knew, even at this time, that he would soon have to be doing this himself. Look at John 19:16-17. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, place of the skull. Christians sometimes use this phrase of some burden, you know, sickness or poverty or something. It's just the cross I have to bear. But that's not what Christ is talking about. While we recognize these can be serious problems, I don't mean to minimize that, they are not instruments of execution, nor did we get a choice to take it up or not. It was just thrust upon us. Jesus told his disciples that following him meant nothing less than dying for him daily. I was talking to a young man who said, sometimes I've found that just sitting alone in my thoughts and maybe doing some reading is okay. He had missed some classes and he was just taking some time for himself. And I said, well, I've always been the type of person that put first my responsibilities and my duties. And how I was feeling at the time didn't actually enter into it. I've mentioned before, my wife will sometimes look at me as I'm driving to the church and say, how are you feeling? I said, well, what's that got to do with it? That doesn't enter into it. You have a job to do, you get it done. So he says here, every day, die to self. Paul would say, I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:31. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. Now, many disciples have indeed suffered martyrdom for Christ's sake. Even in modern times, they're dying. Every disciple must deny himself each day by what? By giving up on self and living for God and others. The key to this, then, is not loving self over God, not loving self over others. Consciously putting self as the one who has the job to honor, to love God and to love men, to lovingly serve God and lovingly serve men. Well, what about me? That's God's problem, not yours, you see. God's problem. Taking up the cross means consciously dying each day to the world and to self, making that decision. We recognize our life is not ours, but Christ's. Our ambitions must be clearly secondary to his. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your job is not to honor self, but to honor him, glorify him. For they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. We have done that, Galatians 5:24. And when we've done that, we gladly affirm this testimony. But God forbid that I should glory, boast, save, except for in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are you happy about today? He says, one thing I boast about, Christ died for me. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, the world is dead to me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. Food for thought.